AM 1240 and 95.3 FM WJON. This is Health Matters, brought to you by Rejuve Medical. My guest today is Dr. Jill Baumgartner, Rejuve Medical. Today we're talking about men's health. So towards the tail end of the last segment, we were discussing testosterone, libido, erectile dysfunction. So if it's not always low testosterone, what else is contributing to this problem?
Yeah, I'd say the number one contributing factor to erectile dysfunction in males is going to be mental. It's going to be the stress. It's going to be anxiety. It's going to be trying to, you know, you're juggling two jobs. You've got the kids at home. You've got financial responsibilities. So you got to really deal with that stress. And the reason for that, if you kind of understand the physiology of erections, is it's a sympathetic versus a parasympathetic thing. That means for it to actually take place and for you to get a normal erection, your body has to be very relaxed. You have to be very calm. It's what's called a parasympathetic event. That means it happens if the body's super relaxed. There's nothing going on in the brain. The body can just focus on that. So the first thing you have to do is kind of decrease your stress. If you can't decrease it, sometimes you have to go someplace. Like, our whole functional medicine department here focuses on chronic stress. They look at the hormones. There's different supplements you can do and things to reset the adrenal gland. So I'd say stress is the first thing. The next thing to look at is just blood flow in general. So, like, why am I not getting good blood flow? So if you're anybody that has poor blood flow, you're a cardiac patient, those types of patient, you're going to have increased risk of poor blood flow other places. So getting good exercise, focusing on your cholesterol, focusing on getting your diabetes under control, all those things are critical before we start doing things to try to enhance the blood flow to, you know, enhance those erections with other means. And realizing, too, medications do have side effects. So some of the medications that definitely are going to decrease this is going to be your SSRIs or some of your antidepressants. Medications, statin medications, which everybody's taking if they have high cholesterol. A beta blocker is a type of medication given for heart issues, congestive heart failure, and blood pressure. So sometimes talking with your doctor, hey, there's something else I can try, I've been having this side effect, realizing that there's different substitutions there. You know, and so you really have to kind of look at that and start kind of making those changes where you can.
So what are some symptoms that guys usually notice first?
I think the first one is, you know, the slack in the desire, like, man, what's wrong with me? I'm just kind of, you know, I don't have the desire I used to for my wife, those types of things. Say at the office, like, man, I keep on forgetting stuff. I'm not as mentally sharp as I used to be. I think mentally sharpness is a sign of low testosterone, which again, indirectly relates to the decreased libido and stuff as well. You start again, like we talked about with the low testosterone symptoms, you're irritable, you're losing your focus, you're getting that physical fatigue, you just can't, you know, exercise or last as long when you're trying to go for hikes. All those things are super important to look at.
So Viagra, could that help in the moment? And then is this the type of thing that could actually treat the cause long term?
It's definitely a great, great treatment. I mean, we'll talk about that too. I mean, Viagra, Cialis, Levitra—they all have their place, and I think they're a great treatment for a lot of different reasons. But before, you know, jumping right to it, you know, most men want to not be dependent on that. They want to try to do some other things. So I'd say the first thing you got to do is really look at your lifestyle. You know, what are your habits? You know, do you have that extra belly weight? Losing the belly weight is going to increase your testosterone naturally and decrease your estrogens. How are you sleeping? Are you getting 8 hours of sleep at night? Sleep is super important. You know, maybe getting an Oura ring or, you know, use your Apple Watch to kind of track your sleep. Make sure you're getting good restorative sleep for 8 hours. Alcohol consumption. So excessive alcohol consumption, even one drink actually decreases your performance. So it might relax you a little bit, but it actually is going to decrease the performance on the other side of it. So watching how much you're drinking is super important. We did talk about hormone optimization. I think if you have a suspicion there might be something going on with your hormones, get the levels checked. There's certain ways to check the testosterone, the DHEA, and some of the other hormones. If they're low, there's natural ways to address those. If you're young enough, sometimes you can do supplements. Sometimes you can do DHEA. And sometimes you actually have to do some testosterone replacement to make sure you're kind of getting to the right levels there to, you know, enhance these types of things. There's all kinds of other integrated things you can do. You know, one thing we've had a lot of, I'd say, help with, and it's kind of a procedure that we do with a lot of good evidence, is called shockwave therapy. So shockwave is it's a modality we use a lot with chronic pain and arthritis. It uses acoustic sound waves to kind of blast the tissue and increases blood flow to the tendon, to the arthritis, helps with repair after PRP and stem cell procedures. But now there's a lot of evidence that you can do shockwave therapy. We call it the male shockwave therapy, and that actually increases blood flow to the penis, helps with erections, and really can, in a few different ways. It helps mechanically increase the blood flow. It helps break up any scar tissue in those areas that are kind of inhibiting it. So that's a good one too. along with the medications and supplements, there's different supplements you can do. If you're really getting high end, there's different peptides that can make you feel like a teenager again, all the way to the point of there's some PRP injections that my functional medicine department does, where they're actually using PRP into the cavernosum of the penis, which actually increases blood flow, erection quality, and all kinds of other things. So I guess the bottom line is you don't have to live with it. There's so much you can do about it. You know, for guys, I think it's just a matter of being vulnerable, being open, and kind of letting your provider know you're dealing with something.
Dr. B, you mentioned stress earlier. Can that really affect ED?
Yeah, sure can. You know, I think it's really the number one risk factor there for guys is that performance anxiety. Man, it doesn't work once and you start thinking about it for the next time. And I think with that too, it's really having a good relationship with your spouse and being open about this and saying, hey, this is what I'm dealing with. Mostly, you know, usually if they love you, they're not going to judge you. They're going to come right beside you and say, okay, what can we do about this? And kind of decreasing the expectations is going to actually increase the response of those erections because you don't have that performance anxiety. I think too, just if you're living in a high stress society, your job is stressful, you've got to take time to relax. You've got to take time to decrease that stress, knowing that it is really going to block the ability of the body to perform well.
Dr. B, if guys are listening to this and they're noticing that maybe they have some of these symptoms, what do you suggest they do in regards to coming to Rejuve to try to get them resolved?
Oh, yeah. I would say, you know, if it's on the orthopedic side, they're having chronic back pain, neck pain, knee pain, arthritis, they've been told they need a cortisone shot or a joint replacement, is, you know, come see one of the orthopedic providers here. We can definitely give you the right answer to that. We won't, you know, be pushing you with the steroid shots, knowing the evidence there. I think if it's on the other side, if you're like, man, I just don't have the mojo I used to have, I'm feeling fatigued, I'm not mentally sharp. And it's not all just about, you know, erections. It's mostly about quality of life and muscle mass and losing weight. Is I have them come in and see one of our functional medicine providers, and those providers are very trained on everything from stress to inflammation to hormone replacement, and kind of get a good sense of what is actually happening. And they usually start with a lot of questions and a really good lab workup.
Dr. B, thanks for the info today. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
That's Dr. Joel Baumgartner of Rejuve Medical joining us on Health Matters and WJON. Thanks for listening.